Hello, I'm Neil Allen from Hudson, New York. You're listening to WGXE ACRA 90.7 FM.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Cairo-Durham middle and high school shutdown because of COVID-19 was extended on November 25th. A notice on the school website read, and I quote, "The district has decided that grades 6 through 12 will remain remote for the week of November 30th through December 4th. This is due to the number of staff members required to quarantine as a precaution and a high demand for substitutes," end quote. The elementary school will operate as usual in Cairo after the holiday break. There were 5 new COVID-19 cases announced November 25th in Greene County and 10 more cases announced in Columbia County. Rensselaer County confirmed 36 new COVID-19 cases on November 25th, and Albany County announced 109 new positive novel coronavirus cases. Of those, 19 had close contact with a known COVID-19 patient, 5 were healthcare workers, and 84 did not have a clear source of infection. So far, the Greene County Correctional Facility in Coxsackie has had 160 confirmed cases. Michael Powers, the president of the New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association, urged Governor Andrew Cuomo and the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision on November 25th to suspend visitation and non-essential inmate movement in the prisons. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. Athens D.R. Evarts Library is preparing for a long-anticipated $1 million project to improve accessibility for patrons. Set to start in the spring of 2021, the plan includes adding ramp access to the 113-year-old building, as well as an elevator and restroom improvements. D.R. Evarts Library Board of Trustees President Kathy Jackson said, and I quote, "As was typical in 1907, our library was not built to be accessible by people with mobility challenges, wheelchair users, or parents with strollers. Our board has been working to raise the funds and find grant opportunities to make our library more accessible to all our Athens neighbors," end quote. Jackson said the library has been saving up funds to support the renovation for 10 years. The project has been divided into 2 phases, with the ramp and restroom scheduled the first phase, and the elevator and an addition to help facilitate the ramp entrance during the second. The plans were approved by the State Historic Preservation Office, and construction for Phase 1 is expected to complete by the end of 2022, according to a statement from the library. Jackson said the timing of Phase 2 will depend on when the funds are released. About 85% of the $1 million to fund the project has been raised, and the library has launched the Ramp Up the Evarts campaign to raise the remaining $150,000. According to the library's website, as of this week, $11,000 has been raised towards the goal. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Ankrum residents and businesses can now make the switch to solar energy power without installing panels or the cost of installation. During the November 19th Ankrum Town Board meeting, Jill Henk, Clean Energy Coordinator from the Capital District Regional Planning Commission, and Alex Goldfarb from a company called Solstice delivered a presentation about solarizing ANCREM. The town's Climate Smart Community Task Force and Conservation Advisory Council endorsed the idea and brought it to the board for consideration. Under the program, local households and businesses can sign up for a share of a solar farm. According to the program's materials, and I quote, which is like having your own panels, but off your property. Your solar shares will produce energy on your behalf all year round, end quote. The solar farm sends its power through the Central Hudson Power Grid to customers. The town gets credits for the power its solar shares produce applied directly to residents' and businesses' monthly utility bills, lowering the cost. Program participants will continue to receive electricity as usual. Town residents and businesses have the choice to opt in or opt out. Along with a 10% savings on their electric bill every month, every person who subscribes gets a $100 enrollment bonus. The town also receives a $100 credit per subscriber. Following the presentation, the town board unanimously approved a resolution to become a partner with Solstice Power Technologies in the community solar program. ANCREM is now the second Columbia County town to sign up. Gallatin was the first. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Edith Casey Stocking Fund turns 100 this year. And Rubino Delaney, a longtime Stocking Fund volunteer, said the Columbia County charity was founded during the Christmas season of 1920 by Casey, an agent with the Columbia County Committee of State Charities, known today as the County Department of Social Services. The Stocking Fund began when Casey, some of her work colleagues, and community members began collecting toys for those in need. Delaney said last year, the program provided gifts to 889 children. Delaney said the fund is expecting even more requests for assistance this year due to COVID-19 and the increased number of residents without work. Those who wish to donate toys may bring them to the Social Services Building at 25 Railroad Avenue in Hudson, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donation boxes will also be available at the Bank of Greene County branches in Hudson, Greenport, Germantown, and Chatham, and at Fingar Insurance in Greenport and Germantown. Recipients range from infant to 17 years old. Monetary donations are also accepted. Checks made payable to Edith Casey Stocking Fund can be sent care of DSS Hudson office. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly cloudy Friday afternoon with a temperature high near 53 degrees and a northwest wind at around 5 miles an hour. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low of around 37 degrees and a light west wind. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 31. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 50 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 34. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Hello, you wonderful people. It's your host. And this week, I am going to just update you. So I wasn't here last week due to it being the end of the marking period. Not the marking period. No, the end of the quarter, I believe, for school. And I had to get work in. So, you know, I had to obviously prioritize school, or else ought to be a hypocrite speaking on these issues of school during Corona. So I got those done, all the assignments. Pretty good start so far. Also, another update, I switched my math class because the math class I was in, it just wasn't for me. The teacher realized I wasn't doing the best in it, and he was just like, what's going on? Like, you're a smart kid. Like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm just not interested in the class. He's like, I figured that because you're pretty smart. So I don't see why you should be, you know, doing not so good in my class. So then I said, like, you know, I'd rather use math. I'm going to use in real life. So he suggested a math class for me, which I'm loving so far. It's like real life math, you know, like taxes, how to find the taxes and stuff like that so far. And I'm enjoying that. I'm doing pretty good. I joined, like, obviously, like, 2 months late because of the period. But, like, I get it. So it's not hard for me right now. And my other classes, I'm doing pretty good in right now. So I think this is going to be a decent school year, grade-wise for me. I'm right here with Phoebs. If you want to say what's up.
Hey, everyone. Good to be on.
Good to have you here. I did a YOLO. For those of you who may be new, YOLO is a polling app where you can post it on your Snapchat, social media, or wherever. Not wherever, I'm sorry. It's exclusive to Snapchat. And you can make a post, and everyone who sees your post can interact with it and participate in the poll. And I asked two questions. Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? And the other question was, share a funny online school experience. So these are going to be, like, mixed because I didn't really go in and organize them, but that's okay. This is real life, so.
Mix it up now. Yeah. Get a little laughter. Serious. Like, laugh a little bit.
Yeah. So under the question, do you think school is pulling your grades down? Someone said up. So I'm going to assume they mean it's bringing the grades up, online schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like there are some people, right, that it's like, this works better for me. I can, like, focus in my room, like, not distracted.
Definitely. It's different for everyone, so, yeah. This one says, online schooling is definitely pulling our grades down. This isn't about learning anymore. It's about passing, all just a number. Yeah, I can relate to that. Like, that's how I'm feeling right now, like I said a few weeks ago. It's really not about learning anymore at this point, and it's kind of frustrating knowing that. This one is, what songs are getting you through this pandemic? Someone said any lo-fi vibe songs, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray, Vaughn, and female grunge singers from the 90s.
That's interesting. Yeah.
We are gonna have to get into some of that later in this podcast. Okay. Do you think online school is pulling grades down? Someone said yes. This one is, share a funny online experience from school. Someone logged into my school account and submitted pictures of the sixth grade ELA teacher as my geometry homework.
Oh no. What the
heck? That is funny. I'm not gonna lie, that's funny. They submitted pictures to the sixth grade teacher as their geometry homework. That's okay. I can imagine what the teacher thought. Like, what is this? Oh my god.
Yeah, it's too much. It's like weird enough to be like, was that just a mistake? I don't even know.
Yeah. Do you think online school is bringing your grades down? Someone said, think I'm not going. Ha ha ha. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot there was another part to that question. It's, do you think online schooling is pulling our grades down? And are you scared of going to college because of the grades caused by online schooling? And someone said, I think I'm not going. Ha ha. So I'm pretty sure they mean they're not going to college. They think they're not going to college.
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice. Yeah. No judgment, no stigma.
There's many ways.
For me.
Yeah. Do the thing.
Yeah. You don't have to go to college to be successful in life. Plenty of people don't.
Absolutely not. Yep.
I know a lot of parents who didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. Many of them are single mothers. They're doing pretty good in life.
Yep.
Don't let that get to you and have everyone say, I think you should go to college. Don't let that get to you.
Mm-hmm. It's about doing what you're passionate about. Yeah. Like, period. And, like, simple. Maybe college is a pathway where that's going to, like, help you get there. And maybe it's going to slow you down. Yeah. Like, you got to know for yourself what the right path is. And also, like, not... We kind of get told, I feel, a lot of times that everything in life has to be linear. It's like you go to high school, and you graduate, and then you go to college, and then you graduate, and then you get your first internship, and then you get a, it's like, blow, you know, you can like blow that up a little bit too. Take some time, work, yeah, see some things, and you can go back to school. It's always there.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you don't have to go right after high school if you don't want to. Like, mm-hmm. I know a lot of adults who are going to school now. So.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like, I've heard a lot of people who've chosen to take gap years say they're really happy about it, that it like helped them mature more and like clarify what they want. So then when they went to college, they were like more serious about it and like
ready for that. I feel like most of the high schoolers now need that, because a lot of them are like, they're like coming from this environment that's not like, it's not like a solid foundation. Like, they're not really ready for college. Like, they like, the school claims their goodness. Ready for college, but they're really not. Like, come on.
I struggled. Oh, my goodness. I was like, those first few months, it was striking. Because, like, I did well for my high school, you know? I was like, yeah. And then it was like, my writing skills needed so much improvement, like, just reading level, you know? And, like, I got there. You adapt. But, like, yeah, it can be a process. That's real.
Yeah. My older brother, he took a gap year after he graduated. He's, I think his last year of high school, not high school. I think his last year of college is next year. It might be this. It's not this year. I think it's next year. So, and he's doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yep. Lots of pathways. Yeah. So,
don't feel rushed to go to college right after high school. Like, you just went through, like, basically 15, 16 years of just schooling every day.
Right.
First, like, don't feel rushed, please. Like, you don't need that stress on you. You just don't. You know, if you want to, go ahead. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing if you, like, don't wait. You know, it's just depends on the person, your preference.
And know yourself. Know yourself. Yeah. And don't let the norms tell you what you're supposed to do. Period. Like, trust your own intuition about your life.
Period. All right. This is, do you think online schooling is pulling our grades down? Someone said yes, in all caps, with four S's. Huh. That's a big yes.
Strong feeling. Yeah.
Sherry found the online school experience. Someone said calling the teacher a pig. Oink, oink. Okay. That's not really nice.
Like, a little mean, though, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. I'm sorry, that just baffles me. What is wrong with people? I cannot with these students. Okay. Do you think online schooling is pulling our grades down and are you scared to go to college because of it? Someone said it really just depends if online school is your thing or not. Yep, pretty much.
Exactly.
Do you think online schooling is pulling our grades down? So it's yes. Another yes. Share a funny online school experience. When I thought I was talking and my face was in the camera and I was still muted. That's happened too many times. Wow. It's like a brain fart moment. It's like, what the heck? Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Yes. Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Someone said, I don't think so. I might have done worse if it were not for online schooling. Okay.
Right? Well, there's like, yeah. It seems like, I feel like we have kind of a 2-to-1 ratio. Like, there's more people who are saying their grades are being dragged down, but there's definitely like a steady group of people who are like, I'm more into this. Like, maybe a third of the people or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Are you scared of going to college now because of your grades now? Someone said online schooling is fine. I'm just scared of the amount of work college is going to give. Reasonable.
It's a different sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to spend so much time in class. So, like, there is a lot more homework, but you're not, like, in school having to be in front of a teacher for 8 hours a day anymore. That's, it's like maybe 3 hours for that day.
Oh, in total?
Sometimes,
that's actually great.
Way more flexibility with your schedule and classes. My experience is that the way classes would get structured, would they be once a week for 3 hours or twice a week for an hour and a half? And then I'd maybe have four total courses that I was taking a semester, right? So you could balance your schedule way differently. And I would avoid morning classes. That really affected what I was learning, what time of day it was offered. And it's a very different, it's much more, and this is again where it's there's a huge shift in responsibility that comes going from high school to college, because high school is kind of, they take on the responsibility of your schedule, right? They let you know what's up and that's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a lot about it, just get there. Whereas with college, you got to be responsible for your own college, your own experience differently. There's teachers who you don't show, and they'll just straight up not check in, and then you'll just get it, you'll fail or whatever.
Yeah, my friend's mom works at a college, and she said if a student doesn't come to class, they don't care, because they're paying to come in, so it's their choice to come to class or not. And if they don't, it's not the teacher's problem. They don't really care. They're just whatever.
Yep. They're that's your choice, I'll focus on who wants to be here. It's much more, and I think that's important, right? That is about personal responsibility, and you're gonna pay to be there, right? That's the other piece of the whole college equation, is paying to be there and the investment it takes. So
and also I feel like a lot of students would be more willing to take college more seriously, because you aren't it's not like a drag where you're like you said you aren't going to be sitting in class for 8 hours a day, so it's not going to be a drag 8 hours a day then go home and do work for another 5 hours, and those small hours you're going to be doing thing, you get a few days off. So I'd be down for that.
Exactly.
This says, I just heard that one. Do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down, or you just could go to college now because of your grade? Someone said, my grades are doing pretty well, but I feel like I'm losing track of what needs to be done by the time I have to go to college. I am not getting enough guidance.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, and that's a really important thing too, because that time frame, there is a lot that goes in that schedule to kind of get all your parts lined up to be able to do it.
Yeah,
it's a definitely. Process.
Yeah.
So, and it would make sense. Is there still a way that people access, who did that before in school when you're in person? And is any of that coming online differently?
Well, I'd assume it was the guidance counselors. Right. But they say that you can schedule a meeting, but I don't think anyone's going to put any time into doing that, because it's not But I feel like most of it came from the teachers there, because a lot of the teachers had close connections to students. So,
I do think there's a good number of online, just I'm sure you can find kind of a reminder of the big things to do on the schedule. You can find one and share it back at your Snap followers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll follow up.
Yeah, I heard you. This is Sherry Funny Online School Experience. When one of my teachers discovered the Google Meet background, he was trying a whole bunch of different ones and getting so happy and excited. It was so funny. Yeah, a lot of the teachers, when they find out how to do something or find something, they get so excited.
That's cute.
Yeah, I said it's adorable. yeah, I did it. I'm like,
that's sweet. That's sweet. I get it.
Someone said, do you think I said, do you think online schooling is pulling your grades down? Someone said, yeah, but what can you do? There's some things that you can do, but what can you do? It's there's an extent,
And like you've been sharing some like things, I feel like, even just like, I guess it depends on what it is about. If it is just the fact that it's online, there isn't so much you can do, I guess.
If it's like grade wise or like motivation wise, there's a pretty vast amount of things you can try doing that I've done. Like I ain't gonna lie, when I was like actually like studying at the beginning of the school year, I was doing like pretty good, but then I stopped because it got pretty like I had like a to-do list and everything, but then I stopped for some reason. My grades just like said like so I'm like, it's not horrific, but it is not as good as it was when I was like actually in the book studying. I asked what songs are getting through this. Someone said Alec Benjamin. He's great. And he's a looker as well. Okay. Do you think online schooling is bringing your grades down? Are you scared to go to college because of your grades now during online schooling? Someone said, I'm not scared, but I'm concerned for my grades being horrible. Yeah, I can see that.
Did you want to play one of the songs that somebody shared was getting them through some of the hard times?
Definitely. And that was actually the last question as well.
Look at that.
That was great.
Cool.
So I'm going to actually go with the most recent one. It's from Alec Benjamin. This is The Boy in the Bubble.
It was 6:48, I was walking home, stepped to the gate, and I'm all alone. I had chicken on the plate, but the food was cold. Then I covered up my face so that no one knows. I didn't want trouble. I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble. When my mom walked into the living room, she said, boy, you gotta tell me what they did to you. I said, you don't wanna know the things I had to do. She said, son, you gotta tell me why you're black and blue. I said, I didn't want trouble. I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble. And my heart was pumping, chest was screaming, mind was running, air was freezing. Put my hands up, put my hands up. I told this kid I'm ready for a fight. Punch my face. Exposed. He threw a quick left hook and it broke my nose. I had thick red blood running down my clothes and a sick, sick look because I like it though. I said I didn't want trouble. I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble. And my heart was pumping, chest was screaming, mind was running, nose was bleeding. Put my hands up, put my hands up. I told this kid I'm ready for a fight. Punch my face. Blood on his hands from a broken nose, but like every other day, he was scared to go back to his house because his pops was home, drowning his troubles in whiskey bubbles, just looking for trouble. Well, there's no excuse for the things he did, but there's a lot at home that he's dealing with because his dad's been drunk since he was a kid. And I hope one day that I'll say to him, put down those bubbles and that belt buckle in this broken bubble. Punch my face, do it because I lie.
So that was The Boy in the Bubble by Alec Benjamin. And I kind of like that song. I do. That was actually the first song I've heard from him. And it's very impressive. I like it. I like it. So there's just some like tips on applying for colleges here. And I'm going to read some off. It stems from junior year. I think it stems from junior year to sophomore. So here it says fall of junior year. Make a list of colleges. Take the PSAT. So I actually didn't take the PSAT. I think I should have. I was thinking about it. But a list of colleges. I'm a sophomore now. But wait, no, I'm a junior. No, stop. Oh. time flies by. I'm a junior. Okay.
This list applies to you.
So, yeah. I want to make a list of dream colleges. I'm going to do, not dream colleges. Well, same thing.
Yeah, okay. Dream same colleges. Same thing. Yeah. Yes. And actually, my suggestion would be guess your dream list and then also, like, take a minute and think about, like, a few other schools that, like, balance other considerations, right? Yeah. Like, if all of your schools are, like, have 10% acceptance rates, like, maybe drop a few in there with 30% acceptance rates. Not because you don't think you're going to get in, but just, yeah, like, have some different options. Like, yeah. Safety schools, as people call it.
Yeah. This one says, winter of junior year, narrow down your list of schools, find out about finances, register for the SAT or ACT.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot. Finances. So, like, okay. SAT. Yeah, okay. I forgot I can do that now, the SAT. Okay.
And it's generally, yeah, you choose an SAT or an ACT. And it tends to be regional, I found. Like, the ACT is more popular in, like, the West Coast, I think. But anyway.
This one says spring of junior year, take the SAT or ACT. Start a scholarship search. Take the APS. What is that? I've never heard of that.
That was the one thing on that list that I didn't know what that was either. So I'm going to go ahead and say, like, probably don't need to worry about what that is. I've, like, never heard of that. Everything else, I was like, that seems right.
This is the summer before senior year. Create common app accounts. APP.
Yeah, account. That's an important one. So there's this thing called the Common Application, which a lot of colleges use this particular platform for you to submit your college applications. Mm-hmm. And it's useful because you can, like, upload your, you know, things that you use and want, like, and use them over again. So if you create that application, that'll be really easy for you to organize and track, like, which applications you're doing. So that's why that gets set up. That's there cool. Might be colleges that aren't in that, but that's pretty sweeping usually.
Hey, Joe.
But for every school, like, the first thing you want to do is, like, read there. Right, like, make sure you have for each of the schools you want to apply to. Like, be kind to yourself. Like, applying to 8 schools is a lot. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that. Like, sometimes that helps to be more focused and, like, do it really well. But then, like, you'll want to look at what they specifically say on their admissions website about what the application process is.
Yeah, got you. And then it says to visit colleges. I actually visited two colleges. I mean, I didn't really visit it. I just went there and helped my cousin move in. I didn't really walk around or anything.
That's actually cool. Maybe an even better experience, though, because you're helping them move in. Oh, yeah. Different vibe, right?
And that was at UAlbany. Mm. And then...
How was that for you?
It was cool. It was the first time I've ever, like, been on a campus, a college campus.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to 3 colleges. I went to Jamestown College where my brother, he used to go there, and I helped him, like, well, we, like, walked around and, like, tried to find something he was looking for. That was pretty cool. But the one that I actually, like, went on a tour and stuff was actually with the clubhouse. They took us to SUNY New Paltz. That was cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, visiting and COVID. I bet a lot of places are doing more online offerings now because of COVID, actually. It might be a useful time to be able to, like, participate. And it looks good on your application too. If you can say like, I did an online orientation, or I went and visited, like I really fell in love with the campus, right? Like they want to know that you care about them specifically. That'll make your application stronger. So, but yeah, it's a good time to like go online too and just like take a look and see if they're offering any sort of like online open houses or things like that for schools you're interested in.
This one is fall of senior year. Write college essays. Apply early. Decision around mid-October. Finish all applications by December. Make a list of deadlines and fill out the FAFSA.
Yeah, the FAFSA. Yeah, so that is a... Again, it's one of those kind of like universal forms that work for all of the schools you might be. But at that point, that goes with your application and it's about your financial information. So you'll want to do that with like your guardian, family, whoever. If you're working, if you don't have a person you're working with and you're completely on your own, you'll probably want to check in with the school about how you're figuring that out. But it's essentially the information that tells them and informs for them how your tuition level is going to get set. So it's kind of a big deal in terms of getting that comp side of the equation started, right? Because it's a big deal, obviously, to figure that out. So that's what the FAFSA is about. And early decision, basically a lot of colleges will offer something called early decision, where if you submit your application under what's called early decision, what you're basically telling the school is that you're committing, that you really want to go there. That's your first choice if you get selected. And because they have a high confidence that you'll say yes if they take you, it increases the likelihood they'll say yes to you. So it's the sort of thing where if you really do have a top college in your mind that you really want to get into, it can give you a little extra edge if you apply to that college early decision. You can still apply to other colleges too, and none of it's like locked in stone or anything. But yeah, so that's what that's about.
Gotcha. And you also sent me this thing. Oh, yeah, a little bit. No, you're cool. You also sent me this thing. Someone explaining how to like the title is How to Be an Extension Fairy. So one is let your students know it is okay to ask for an extension and give them a due date. Two is ask them to specify when they want the new due date to be. Three is give them one extra day beyond that and specify that it is so they can get some extra rest and slowness in there. Four is thank them for asking for what they need. If they apologize for requiring an extension, say something like, I'm so glad you asked. Thanks for taking such good care of your future self. Sign your email warmingly. Five is it's okay if this makes you emotional or brings stuff up for you around the abusiveness of hyper productivity. Hope you get some rest and time for self-compassion too. I know you needed it. Look, you are not going to grade all those papers simultaneously. That's a fact. So why not sprinkle some slow time magic in your students' lives? Yeah, that's great. Because a lot of teachers say like, oh, this is due date. This is due date. Have this by then. But they don't get all the grades until like they probably don't even start grading until like 2 days later. So it's kind of like...
And like, I get that like a deadline is, you know, helpful to some extent for planning. But I think this person's point that they're trying to make in this post is like, you know, if you give folks a heads up, then it's still fair too, right? It's like, hey, if you ask me, you know, within like 24 hours of the deadline or before 24 hours, like for an extension, that's a possibility, right? And you kind of plant that seed. And then, if some people take you up on it, then like it's not going to throw off your whole life, right? Because like you said, you can't grade them all in one sitting. So like, if a few trickle in late, you grade those last. And I don't know. I really appreciated it. This is a person who is a professor, a college professor. I'm still in college topics, right? So this is their philosophy about how they treat their college students and how they're thinking about like that. And I just felt like it was a good message for educators and for students to hear, right? That like advocating for yourself to get an extension, or for teachers, right, to be willing to offer that, for us to honor each other when we ask for ways to take care of ourselves and get more help that's still accountable. Like, I think that's the catch, right? Like, you're still accountable to your teacher if you're asking for that, right? And setting a deadline and like doing the communication. That's not the same thing as just like blowing it off and sending it in late. But if you do that, right, like we can like live in a world that feels, as they said in their post, right, that it's not that abusive hyper productivity mentality. So yeah, I thought that was a cool thing to maybe share on this podcast where we talk about school.
And going back over to like the songs that they found that like brings them through the thing, there was this one that I found yesterday. It's like a rock genre, I think. It's kind of good. I like it. Like, at first I heard it, I was like, what is this? And I'm like, okay, it's kind of good. It's kind of good. So I'm going to play that real quick.
Sounds good. Oh,
and it's no copyright. And Fragmented. That's cool. Okay.
Can you say the artist again for me?
I never said it. It's a band. It's called Kitty. K-I-T-T-I-E.
Cool.
Yeah. At first, I was like, what is this? I don't know. But then, like, it grew on me. That's what happens a lot. Just not country.
Just not country.
I want to play it real quick.
Great.
There's like an extra minute left of that, but that's the gist of it. I like it a lot. Yeah. But like, yeah, this is towards the end of our time. Thank you for joining me, Phoebes. This is fun being back.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Yeah, thank you for doing the self-care for yourself last week, taking it off, focusing on your work. Good to have you back in.
Thank you. And I definitely should be back here next week.
Cool.
So,
you know that next week, I think, is Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, you're right. Jesus. Okay. Well, I'll be back whenever I'm back. It's definitely going to be on a Thursday, though, you know. Cool. So, yeah, thank you for joining me.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for watching. It was great being here. Just a gist of what we went over today. We discussed, you know, due dates, what students are going through right now, fun moments during school, you know, whether they thought school was hard right now or not. And yeah, that's about it. I'll see you next week on the SDC podcast.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Masara Makati is reporting for the Times Union. Columbia County has added a translation function to its website following months of persistent advocacy by the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Brian McCormick, executive director of CCSM, said, and I quote, "The general issue for our community is that they don't have equal access to services, not only because of immigration status, but specifically because of language access," end quote. According to a review by the Times Union, the only other counties in the capital region with translation functions on their websites are Albany and Schenectady. The function allows content to be translated into more than 100 languages and is powered by Google Translate. McCormick said that with the implementation of the Green Light Law, undocumented immigrants can now obtain driver's license, making the gap between those with and without access to information and communication more pronounced countywide. Many Department of Motor Vehicle Services have shifted online during the coronavirus pandemic, leaving residents on their own. Previously, sanctuary volunteers provided in-person interpretation at the Warren Street DMV. McCormick said, and I quote, "It's really denying equal access to that information and road safety for not only undocumented applicants, but also everybody else on the road," end quote. The translation function has not only given county residents equal access to information, it has also allowed for a more efficient workflow in the county clerk's office. Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner said there have been fewer missed appointments and confusion about services or documents required in the short time since the translation function has been added. The sanctuary movement is continuing to work, planning to take its language justice campaign to other institutions in Columbia County, especially law enforcement. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting American Airlines will not return to New York Stewart International Airport. The airline suspended its flights in October as it awaited aid from the Federal Payroll Support Program, but the company has determined service to and from Stewart Airport was not, and I quote, "financially viable for the foreseeable future," end quote. Spokesman Brian Metham said for that reason, American will not be returning to Stewart, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, or New Haven, Connecticut. Metham said the decision to terminate the service was difficult. American Airlines was the first commercial carrier to provide regularly scheduled service to Stewart in April 1990. When American began its commercial runs from Stewart, it operated routes to Chicago and Raleigh-Durham. In the following years, both of those routes were terminated. When America merged with U.S. Airways, it continued the Stewart to Philadelphia route until the COVID-19 pandemic crippled the travel industry early in 2020. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper, the Ancrumtown Board, November 19th, the same night it voted unanimously to solarize Ancrum, considered a request from the Copag Town Board to support a resolution detailing its opposition to the construction of Hegates Energy's Shepherd's Run solar project in Caryville. Ankrum Zoning Revisions Committee member Steve Oliha objected to specific language in the resolution. He said the statement, and I quote, "The installation of Shepherd's Run would destroy the property value of homes situated adjacent to the installation," end quote, is not accurate. He said, and I quote, "We've got to do something. Whatever we do is going to cause somebody pain, but we need to accept some pain for doing the right thing for the broader community," end quote. Board member Bonnie Hunt said, and I quote, "We have to support COPEC," end quote. "The developers are," and I quote, "putting it on prime farmland. I think it's too big," end quote. Board member Madeline Israel agreed, calling the project, and I quote, "massive," end quote. As a compromise, Ankrum Supervisor Art Basin proposed the board only adopt the portion of the resolution calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo, the state Senate, and the state assembly, and I quote, "to adopt legislation that would meet the challenges of climate change without violating home rule and local zoning powers, and which would more fairly distribute the responsibility of confronting climate change among all communities throughout the state instead of placing the entire burden on small rural communities," end quote. The board voted unanimously in favor of the amended resolution. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 27th. Temperatures start out in the mid-40s this morning and will rise to 53 at 2 p.m. Nice day, dry and moderately cloudy with almost no wind. Overnight, temperatures get down to 37 degrees at dawn tomorrow. Both Saturday and Sunday are looking dry with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s. Today's tide schedule is low at 7 a.m., high at 1:08 p.m., and low again at 7:39 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:18 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:02 a.m. Looking way up, we see that on Sunday, three near-Earth objects are expected to buzz by, the largest of which is 490 meters wide. Traveling at 25 kilometers per second, it has the equivalent of about 10,000 megatons of energy. That's enough to basically erase all of Texas. Solar wind speed is currently 423.7 kilometers per second at 5.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 43. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Now we hear from a band with members based in both Greene County and Columbia County, the Dust Bowl Fairies. Here's their 2020 new song, Candy Store.
it was a brothel. Business was so bad. Asked the ladies what to do, and this is what they said. Takes a can of gasoline, spread it on the floor. Takes a match, makes a scratch, brothel no more.
Hey,
takes a match, makes a scratch, brothel no more.
Hey, takes a match, makes a scratch, brothel no more.
Once there was a jailhouse, conditions were bad. Asked the inmates what to do, and this is what they said. Ha ha! Takes a can of gasoline and spread it on the floor. Takes a match, makes a scratch, jailhouse.